There seems to be a feeling among Steeler fans, maybe even some in the media, that this team would have fared well in these playoffs. They would have opened in Buffalo. People's theorizing, you know what, they could play. We had a guy call earlier today. They could have even played with the Bengals. They could play with the Chiefs. They were so hot down the stretch. I hate to say this. I don't think they're near the level of Chiefs and Bengals, but the Bills in their current state, I wouldn't have been surprised if this Steelers team would have gone into Buffalo and won. But I'm not sure that's the highest of praise. The Skylar Thompson Dolphins should have won. I think a lot of teams, the Chargers, could have gone into Buffalo and won. The Bills are just in a bad place. I don't think the Steelers are close yet.
Why do you think that is?
The Bills?
Yeah. I mean, they should have had the whole emotion, or maybe the Hamlin emotion hurt them.
Maybe.
Maybe helped them in the beginning and then hurt them.
I just don't think they're that good. I told you what happened to them with the Von Miller thing. They went from one of the highest pressure rate teams to one of the lowest. Their offensive line was overrated. Their defense as a whole is overrated. They've missed on a couple picks up front defensively. And then they have problems in the back end, where Poyer was a shell of himself and Hyde was lost for the season. They're talking about Poyer not even coming back. Those two great safeties. And this is how fast windows close.
Right.
It can change.
Right.
Like, Allen will always give them a chance to win, but they had the most talented roster in the league, and now they simply don't. And now they simply won't moving forward because they blew it in the draft a little bit because guys got hurt.
The guys got hurt is a big thing.
It can really change quickly.
And that's why I think in the first round specifically this year to Buffalo, I thought Pittsburgh would have been a better matchup than Miami. I just did. The way they were playing, the defense that was capable of making those kinds of plays at bigger times, if healthy, I think it would have been a more competitive
game. I know things change quickly. But I was in Buffalo for 38-3.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, did it change that much that they would have been more competitive? Maybe a little more. I think they'd had a hard time winning up there. Of course, you give up 98-yard touchdown pass on the third play of the game.
Things change. No more Von Miller. Bills just not playing well offensively for a lot of the season after that. That was the high point of the Bills season, Ron. They never scored 38 again.
That was a performance. Man, that was a performance.
They lost to the Jets.
But I remember, Joe, you predicted this after the Rams opening game.
Yeah.
You said it only can get worse from here.
Yeah.
They demolished the defending Super Bowl champions.
Right.
The Rams did not belong on the same field. And I remember you saying, great for Buffalo, man, but this is, you know, you won't remember this game in January, and you don't remember that game now.
I mean, it seems crazy when you say it at the time, but you really don't want to peak in game one. How often does
Look at Cincinnati.
Right.
Look at Cincinnati.
It's usually the hot team.
At halfway through the season.
Look at San Francisco.
Everybody, can they hold off Baltimore?
San Francisco lost to Chicago.
Yes.
Who else did they lose to? Detroit?
I think they were 3-4 or something like that.
And no one thought San Francisco at the time they had their issues.
And then they have a third-string quarterback.
Yeah. So.
That's exactly right. I mean –
And Atlanta, San Francisco lost to Atlanta too. I think.
So how often does a team just coast through the season, playing their best early and late? Now the Eagles have had a hell of a run here, but it's very rare. You don't want to be hitting on all cylinders, playing the best you've ever played in week one and two and three. Everybody watching the Bills who knows anything about the Bills was saying this isn't going to be like this late in the year. But it's also just true in general. I think that's true in general.
Well, I know what I always remember Neil Huntington saying, it's not the best team at playoff time. It's the healthiest and the hottest.
Yeah.
And
it's the healthiest and hottest.
That is very true in any sport.
In any sport. Right.
Look at the Rams. The Rams were 7-4 last year. They lost three in a row. Titans, Niners, Packers. What happened? They got hot down the stretch and won the Super Bowl. Who's the healthiest and hottest right now? I say it's the Bengals.
I can't say Kansas City with Mahomes' situation.
I'd say it's the Eagles.
I would agree, except I'm still a little bit curious about Jalen Hurts moving forward. Just a little.
Yeah. Mahomes' situation, I'm reading that the bettors don't know what to do about this. The line fluctuates with
it's
his situation.
One.
I mean,
I'd jump on Cincinnati right now. If they're an underdog of any kind, I'm jumping on them.